from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. San Bruno residents are testifying before a state Senate committee on last month's gas fire. James Gomez was not home when the explosion happened, but his son was home with his girlfriend. His son is recovering, but Gomez remains guilt-ridden, as he told the committee.
Guilt for knowing that a young woman of the age of 20 lost her life while visiting my son to watch the first NFL game of the season, because that's what made them happy.
The hearing comes amid reports that PG&E has gone to residents directly, offering to buy them out ahead of any litigation. San Bruno Mayor Jim Ruane called it one more example of how the company has acted without keeping city leaders in the loop.
I will say they made a commitment in the beginning, but there's been a lack of communication with what they're doing directly, and the city has to be involved in that too.
Officials for the Public Utilities Commission are also answering questions about their procedures for regulating gas companies. Officials are breaking ground now on the new home of San Francisco's Exploratorium. The Science Museum plans to leave its current location at the Palace of Fine Arts. KQED's Kelly Wilkinson is at the ceremony. She says the goal is to transform a rundown pier into a welcoming open space.
When it's all built and opens in 2013, this is going to be five times the amount of room for the museum. There's going to be 1.5 acres of public space here, including a two-story glass observation building that's part of the new exploratorium.
The museum needs another $91 million to complete the move. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from Stanford Hospital and Clinics, specializing in neuroscience care. StanfordHospital.org.